Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, I was answering another question that is related to our marriage, divorce, and remarriage series. So, listen as we finish up on that question today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You see, the priests and others knew where the money was and from whom it came. To write things that justified their adultery and divorce in their rabbinical writings, as well as in some of their oral traditions, opened the door for people who committed adultery to call their evil good. Now, I've seen people divorce using the proverb that it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with an angry and contentious woman. I've had that several times come to me as a reason a man was leaving his wife. Now, believe me, I have wondered how some have endured in some of those situations anyhow, but they went in knowing that that's how the person is. But I also know that in several of those cases, the young lady did other things that may have been behind that the man is ashamed to talk of, that might have been behind her attitude. Nevertheless, it is not a Bible reason for divorce. Therefore, the men that do that are wrong according to the Bible. That's not according to Andy Bloom. It's according to the Bible. That is, it is sin. My word? No. God's word. In Hosea, we read of God telling him in Hosea chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord said to Hosea, go, take thee a wife of the whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. She played the part of a harlot. They separated, but we see no evidence of a writing of divorcement. Hosea is commanded to buy her back after she is a slave to another man's harem. Today's vernacular, they're called pimps. And so that's what she had. That's where she was. Hosea goes back and purchases her as one pimp may sell a woman to another pimp to serve his clientele. So she goes back to her first husband from her whoredom, from her slavery in whoredom, but she's going back, but not from another husband. And Hosea had not remarried. So this in no way then defiled the law. And so you need to understand that that did not defile the law. Some folks like to justify fleshly things by saying, we're not under the law. Well, here, God did not counsel Hosea against the law, which was holy. God never changes. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. There was reason for God just to get rid of all of Israel, but because of his promise, he did not. Now, as we consider the rest of your letter, we read next, it is not God's will to permanently reject those in divorce or adultery, especially those affected by it through the decision of others. Marriage is a picture of his marriage to the church, and he never permanently rejects us, salvation, although we may lose our inheritance. God has clearly, in amazing ways, shown me that I am to stand for the restoration of my covenant marriage, despite my husband's adultery, divorce, and quick remarriage, to a much younger woman. My forgiveness and willingness to accept him back is more Christ-like than what you say in your sermon. Well, I agree that you were affected and very hard by what happened in your own home. Most people cannot understand the betrayal you suffered. What you have is more than just hurt feelings. You have a wounded spirit. And Proverbs says, a wounded spirit, who can bear? The world says, well, she has this attitude because she's so insecure. They may not understand that, no, it's because even though you still love your husband. So, whereas people cannot understand what you've been through, if you have children, they also suffered. Sin is never logical. It was not God's will in the Old Testament, nor prior to the law, to permanently reject a spouse. Jesus said it right. Let not man put asunder. The exception clause was adultery, which was continual, unrepentant actions. The word fornication describes that. Now, I also 100% agree that marriage is a picture of your salvation with Jesus Christ as the head, and we're submitted to him. It is to be a marriage of man and wife in order to reflect as a type of the picture between Christ and the church. The exception clause is not in any way the Lord counseling to go ahead and divorce. He would rather minister grace to your heart. But so many do not know the pain of a wounded spirit. Now, dear friend, I'm glad that I personally do not suffer what you suffer. And I've seen others in your situation get their spouse back, and then the anger set in. They betrayed me. They did this to me. And a lot of times that spouse leaves a second time because it was worse than the first time because of the anger. It's almost like you've punished them. And I've seen that on both sides, by the way. But it is great that you have forgiveness already in your heart. But my friend, forgiveness is not granted until one asks for it. Our responsibility is to have it already in our heart. So my question to you would be this. If he doesn't come back, but ask forgiveness, would you grant it? Would you grant it to the lady he ran off with if she asked for it? That is, believing that it would be wrong, according to Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4, to come back, would you accept your former husband's apology as well as the lady's that he ran off with? I believe that when the routine of marriage sets in for he and the young lady, there may come a time of jealousy and doubt, because if they cheated before, what is to prevent them from cheating again? If your first husband had not remarried, he could have come back without it being abominable to God. Now, I know you said you believe that it's more Christ-like for you to forgive and take him back into marriage. But, my friend, and again, I don't know the depth of the pain that you've suffered, but that's not what the Scripture teaches. That is why there is one place in which I would differ with you is your statement. You said remarriage to a first spouse is not always an abomination. That was the law which Jesus came to change, as Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 24, not Jesus. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 10, also, we look at that, we see some things that go along with it. Well, my friend, remarriage to a first spouse is not wrong if he didn't remarry someone else. But if he did remarry, then you cannot go back to him. Now, I stand on those words of Jesus on this account. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, Jesus says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Now remember, all scripture is given by the Holy Spirit. He breathed out every word for the men to write in both the Old Testament and the New. And this may be a surprise for you, but as we read there in Matthew, Jesus did not do away with the law. Again, Jesus did not do away with the law. Instead, he fulfilled it. That is why we do not offer sacrifices or the ceremonial law, for he is the fulfillment of all. But we do honor parents. We do not steal. We do not bear false witness. And it's still wrong to lust, commit adultery, etc. Moses said what he said under the Holy Spirit. In other words, he just repeated the words the Holy Spirit breathed out to him. Every word was God breathed. Jesus said heaven and earth would pass away before the law does. Well, we still have heaven and earth. Jesus has fulfilled the requirement of the law that he might be the payment for sin and for all sin, in that he also became the sin offering for us. Even in the book of Romans, the law is still called holy. So I would not teach anyone to break the least or greatest of these commandments, as did the Pharisees and others. So yes, it's still an abomination.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.